麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you have been following this series on knowing and loving Christ with us.
非常感谢你继续收听这个天路导向里面有关怎样去认识基督、更加爱基督的专题信息。
And what we're going to do in the next four messages is tell you about the specific times when your love for Christ will grow deeper.
在这次和之后三次节目里面，我就要和你去讲到几个特别的时机可以帮助你爱主更深。
And today I want to talk to you about the times of loneliness.
在今天我将要讲一下当你孤单的时刻。
And I want to begin by telling you that when God called a man named David Livingstone to a pioneering mission in Africa,
在开始的时候，我想同你讲下一个开方的传教士，他叫做大卫李温斯顿的故事，因为上帝呼召他去非洲开方报道。
His friends begged him not to go.
那个时候他的朋友都劝他不要去。
As he considered the isolation and the loneliness that awaited him,
当他想到他将要面对与世隔绝的那种孤单，
He was tempted to heed their wishes.
他几乎屈服了。
But as he embarked on his mission,
但是当他预备启程的时候，
He opened the scripture to Matthew 28:20.
他打开圣经，他见到马太福音第28章第20节。
There he read the words of Jesus.
他在那里读到耶稣基督的说话。
Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
耶稣基督说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Later, when Livingstone returned home to England,
后来当李温斯顿回到去他的家乡英格兰的时候，
He said the following.
他就讲了以下一番说话。
Although the danger was real,
虽然我亲身经历了重重的危机，
although the loneliness was extremely painful,
虽然孤独是的确煎熬住我，
but the words of Jesus were my greatest companions,
但是主耶稣基督的话语却是成为了我人生最好的良伴。
Loneliness has been described as the most desolate word known to man.
孤独两个字可以说是人间最凄凉的字眼。
Loneliness is no respecter of age, race, or intelligence.
无论你的年纪是什么，你的种族是什么，你的学识是什么，孤独都是不会放过你的。
And that is why I want to explain how you can use loneliness to know and love Christ more deeply.
因此我要让你知道你可以利用孤独成为你爱主更深的良机。
There are times in our lives when clouds of loneliness can eclipse the radiance of Christ.
在生活里面，有些时候孤独会笼罩心头，挡住我们的视线，甚至让我们见不到耶稣基督的光辉。
But I want to show you how to turn these obstacles into opportunities for loving Christ more.
但是你可以扭转这些障碍，让到他们变成爱主更深的好机会。
I want to show you how to turn these challenges into channels of intimacy with Christ.
我亦都要让你知道啊，你怎样将这些挑战变成与主更加亲密的途径。
But first I want to tell you that there are two types of loneliness.
但是首先我想告诉你，其实有两种形式的孤独的。
There is the loneliness experienced by those who do not know Jesus as their Savior.
第一种嘅孤独系唔承认耶稣基督为救主嘅人面对嘅。
And there is loneliness experienced by those who know Jesus as their Savior.
第二种嘅孤独系认耶稣基督为救主嘅人所经历嘅。
When loneliness is experienced by those who do not know Jesus as their Savior,
对未信耶稣基督嘅人嚟讲，佢哋面对嘅孤独。
It is because their hearts and lives are empty without Jesus Christ.
是因为他们不认识耶稣基督，导致他们的人生没有方向，心灵空虚。
When loneliness is experienced by those who are without Christ,
当不认识基督的人感到孤独的时候，
It is because the light of Jesus has not been shone into their lives.
是因为他们不让耶稣基督的光辉照到入他们的心里面。
Their loneliness is the loneliness of hopelessness.
因此他们的孤独是绝望的孤独。
It is the loneliness of aimlessness.
是人生没有目标的孤独。
It is the loneliness of meaningless existence.
是生存没有意义的孤独。
It is the loneliness of lack of identity.
是缺乏自我价值的孤独。
But the loneliness that is experienced by godly men and women,
但是认识上帝的人所经历的孤独。
It is the loneliness that comes from feeling alienated in this world.
是因为他们要与世界有分别而形成的孤独。
It is the loneliness that comes from longing to be with our heavenly Father in heaven.
这种的孤单来自对天上父亲的渴慕和思念。
It is the loneliness that comes from resisting the temptation of sin.
这种的孤单是来自罪恶的不断的抗争。
When Elijah felt lonely,
当以利亚经历孤独的时候，
It was because he felt that no one was walking with the Lord but him.
是因为他觉得除了他以外再没有其他人是跟随主了。
And that is why the Lord assured him that there were 7,000 knees that had not bowed to the false gods of Baal.
因此上帝安慰他说，上帝为自己留下了7,000人是未曾向巴力屈膝跪拜的。
The loneliness that a believer experiences is the loneliness that comes from seeing that the wicked seem to prosper.
信徒所经历的孤单是因为他们看到罪恶不断的膨胀。
Or when they see that greed has become acceptable.
或者见到人的贪婪成为了天经地义。
Or that the forces of evil seem to be gaining the upper hand.
或者他见到邪恶的势力日渐猖獗。
That is the loneliness of the godly.
这种的孤单感就是属天的孤单。
The loneliness of the godly comes from fighting the temptation to love the world.
这种属天的孤独是源于对世俗引诱的抵抗。
The loneliness of the godly comes from being torn between wanting to please God on the one hand,and the gratification of the flesh on the other.
这种属天的孤独是来自爱上帝和爱世界的心之间的挣扎。
The loneliness of the godly comes from wanting to be fully obedient to Christ, but experiencing discouragement from people.
这种属天的孤独是因为一方面你愿意完全信服基督，但是另一方面又是受其他人所诋毁。
My listening friend, I want you to listen to me very carefully.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想你好仔细地听我的分享。
Rationalizing sin can cause loneliness to the godly.
当属于上帝的人犯了罪，却是在这里为罪找藉口的时候，他们就会感到孤单。
When Adam and Eve sinned,
当在创世纪里面亚当和夏娃犯罪，
They rationalize their sin instead of repenting of it.
他们不肯悔改，反而找藉口去推搪。
And thus they caused their own loneliness.
结果，他们就开始是将自己孤立起来。
Why did their sin bring loneliness?
为什么罪会让他们孤立起来呢？
Because sin is unnatural to the true Christian.
原来因为对于真实的基督徒来讲，犯罪是违背本性的。
Because sin is contrary to pleasing God.
因为犯罪绝对不能够讨上帝的喜悦。
Therefore, sin that is unrepented of creates a barrier between us and God.
所以当我们犯罪又不肯悔改的时候，就会形成我们同上帝之间的阻隔。
Sin that is not repented of creates a sense of shame.
犯罪而不悔改的话，就会形成羞耻。
Sin that is unrepented of causes estrangement between us and the Lord.
犯罪而不悔改就会让我们同上帝疏离啊。
Adam was alone before Eve ever existed.
我想告诉你，当夏娃被造以先，世界上只有亚当一个人。
But he never felt lonely.
但是亚当从来没有在圣经里头写到他感到孤单。
Do you know why?
知不知道为什么？
Because God was with him.
因为上帝与他同在。
I want to tell you how you can learn to love Jesus Christ more in times of loneliness.
我今天想告诉你，就是你怎样在孤单的时刻学习爱主更深。
But you have to listen to me very, very carefully, please.
就请你去留心去听了。
When you are lonely,
当你在孤单的时候，
You are free from distraction.
你就不会被搅扰去令到你分心。
When you are lonely,
当你孤单的时候，
God is with you.
其实上帝仍然与你同在。
When you are lonely,
当你孤单的时候，
God has your attention.
上帝是会成为你专注的对象。
And when you know the presence of God,
而当你知道上帝正与你同在的时候，
you will experience the greatest joy.
你就会享受到最大的喜乐。
I want you to turn with me, if you have a Bible, to Psalm 142.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开诗篇第142篇啊。
In this Psalm, David teaches us five things about loving Jesus more in times of loneliness.
大卫在这一篇诗篇里头呢，是用了五个方面去教导我们怎样在孤单里面爱耶稣更加多。让我为你读出诗篇142篇，是大卫在洞里面所作的悔悔诗，亦都是他的祈祷。我发声哀告耶和华，发声恳求耶和华，我在他的面前去吐露我的苦情，去告诉他我的患难。我的灵在我里面去发昏的时候，你知道我的道路，在我行的道路上面，我的敌人为我暗设网罗。求你向我的右边去看下，因为没有人去认识我，我没有地方去避难，没有人去眷顾我。耶和华，我曾经向你哀求，我说你是我的避难所，在活人的地方你就是我的福分。求你去听我的呼求，因为我落到去极为卑微的地方。求你救我脱离逼迫的人，因为他们比我强盛。求你领我离开被囚的地方，让到我可以去称赞你的名。义人必定去环绕我，因为你就是用口音去对待我的主。
First, in verses 1 and 2,
我们见到呢，在第一节和第二节是诗篇142篇。
In loneliness, God is listening.
原来在孤单里面，上帝是垂听我们的祈祷。
Secondly,
第二点，
In verse 3,
在第三节里面，
In times of loneliness, God understands you.
在你的孤单的里面，上帝是理解你的。
Thirdly,
第三点
in verse 4,
在第四节里面
in times of loneliness, God feels what you feel.
在孤单的时候，上帝是与你同甘共苦。
Fourthly,
第四点就是
in verse 5,
第五节里面
in times of loneliness, God is your portion.
原来在你孤单的时候，上帝就是你的福分。
Fifthly,
第五样嘢
verses 6 and 7,
第六节和第七节
in times of loneliness, God sets you free to praise him.
在你的孤单的时候，上帝让你开怀去赞美他。
First,
好，第一样嘢
when you are not lonely, you get distracted.
当你不觉得孤单的时候，你就很容易被世界所打扰。
When you are distracted, your prayers are routine.
当你分心的时候，你的祷告只不过是例行公事。
But when you have no one but Jesus,
但是当你单独和耶稣在一起的时候
When you have nowhere to go but to God,
当你只能够去到上帝面前的时候
Then your prayers are fervent.
这样你的祷告就是那些迫切的祈求。
Your prayers are very personal with God.
你的祷告将要是非常之个人化，你单单向上帝祷告。
When you are lonely, you are more likely to pour your heart out to God.
当你孤单的时候，你就更加容易敞开心扉，倾心吐意。
And you are more likely to persist in faith.
而你更加容易是坚定你的信心。
The psalmist said,
诗人是怎样讲呢？
I pour out my complaint and I declare my troubles to him.
我在他面前去吐露我的苦情，去陈述我的患难。
God wants you to pour your heart out to him.
上帝希望我们向他吐露心声。
God wants you to express your desperation to him.
上帝盼望我们对他倾诉苦情。
Why?
为什么我会这样讲呢？
Because when he answers you,You will love him even more.
因为当上帝回应你的祷告的时候，你就会爱主更深。
So in loneliness, you know God is listening.
所以在孤单里面，你知道上帝在倾听着你的心声。
Secondly, in loneliness, you know God understands you.
第二就是在孤独的时候，你会发现上帝是最理解你的。
Verse 3 of Psalm 142 says,
诗篇142篇第三节是这样说
When my spirit is overwhelmed within me, you know me through and through.
我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你就知道我的道路。
Where was David when he wrote this psalm?
大卫究竟在怎样的处境下面写这一篇诗的呢？
He was alone in a cave.
就是他自己很孤单躲在山洞的时候写的诗。
But what happened when David was 16 years old?
但是你知不知道大卫在16岁的时候发生了什么事啊？
He was anointed by God to be king.
他被上帝高立成为未来的君王。
So why is he discouraged?
那为什么大卫这么灰心呢？
Because he was lonely.
因为大卫很孤单啊。
Because he lost hope and tried to take things into his own hands.
因为大卫感到绝望，想靠自己解决问题。
Please listen to me carefully, my listening friend.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我去讲。
This is a portrait of all Christians.
这样东西就是所有基督徒的写照。
When God called you to himself,
当上帝呼召你去到他自己前面的时候，
He promised you forgiveness.
他应承过你，他会赦免你。
He promised you guidance.
他说他会带领你。
He promised you eternal life with him.
他带领你去得到永生的福乐。
But then sin comes in.
但是当罪是切入你的时候
And sin places us in the cave of loneliness.
罪就将我哋系困喺孤独嘅山洞里面。
But what is God doing when you are in the cave of loneliness?
但系当你喺一个孤单嘅洞穴里面，上帝系做紧啲乜嘢呢？
God is waiting for you.
上帝仍然喺度等紧你啊。
He is waiting for you to turn to Him.
上帝系等紧你去归向佢啊。
He is waiting for you to experience His mercy and forgiveness.
上帝是等着你去经历祂的恩典和那个的赦罪之恩。
He is waiting for you to respond by loving Him more.
上帝每天等着你更加爱祂。
God knows where you are.
上帝知道你的处境是怎样
的。So in loneliness, you know God is listening.
所以在孤单里面，你知道上帝听着你的。
In loneliness, you know God understands you.
在孤单里面，你知道上帝是明白你的。
Thirdly, in loneliness, God feels what you feel.
第三样嘢就是，当你在孤单的时候，你知道上帝与你同甘共苦。
Look with me at verse 4 of Psalm 142.
好，让我们一起去看下诗篇142篇第四节。
I look to my right and see no one is concerned for me.
我望到我的右边，我发现没人理我。
I have no refuge, no way out.
我没有地方避难，又没有人眷顾我。
When you are lonely, you feel that no one knows what you are experiencing.
人在孤独的时候，往往觉得没有人明白他们的痛苦。
You say, no one understands me.
你说没有人理解我的了。
You say, no one cares about me.
你说是没有人是会看着我去关心我的了。
But you know there are so many biblical heroes that felt that way?
但是你知不知道圣经里头很多的属灵伟人都是这样想的。
But is this feeling really true?
但是这种感觉是不是真的呢？
Elijah had 7,000 people who had not bowed to Baal.
在以利亚的时代有7,000人未曾向巴力屈膝。
But he couldn't see it.
但是以利亚却是不知道。
David had a group of friends in the cave with him, but he couldn't see them.
有一群朋友和大卫一起躲在个洞里面，大卫却是看不到。
Paul had Luke the physician with him in Rome, but he couldn't appreciate it.
保罗在罗马被囚的时候，路加医生一起陪着他，但是保罗不珍惜。
The only one who truly stood alone was Jesus Christ.
我想告诉你，真正经历孤独的人只有一位，就是主耶稣基督。
And that is why he alone can feel what you feel.
所以只有耶稣基督能够与你同甘共苦。
Your most desperate loneliness pales in comparison to his.
我想告诉你，听同耶稣的经历相比，其实你最差的经历啊，都不算得什么了。
Why did David say, I look to the right?
为什么大卫说要望右边呢？
Because in the judicial system of his day,
因为在大卫的时候的法庭啊，审判的地方，
The defender of an accused person always sat on the right hand of the accused.
辩护人总是坐在被告的右边。
And David was looking for a human advocate, but he could not find one.
当大卫要寻找他的辩护人的时候，他就一个都看不到。
And that is why the Bible said that Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father.
这个和圣经上面写耶稣是坐在天父的右边都有点关系。
He is the advocate for you.
他要作你的辩护人。
He is the defender of you.
他要作你的律师。
He is saying a good word on your behalf.
他是要挺身而出为你辩护。
So my friend, in times of loneliness, you can get close to your heavenly advocate.
所以亲爱的朋友，你可以经历孤独，其实可以帮助你更加亲近在天上面的那位辩护人。
In loneliness, God is listening.
在孤独里面，上帝倾听紧。
In loneliness, God understands you.
在孤独里面，上帝明白你。
In loneliness, God feels what you feel.
在孤独里面，上帝是感受到你所感受。
Fourthly,
第四样嘢。
in loneliness, God is your portion.
在孤独里面，上帝就是你的福分。
Verse 5 of Psalm 142 says, I cry to you, O Lord.
在诗篇142篇第五节里面说，耶和华，我曾经向你哀求。
I say, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living.
我说你就是我的避难所，在活人之地，你就是我的福分。
Now the word portion means the highest prized possession.
你知不知乜嘢系叫做你嘅福分啊？就系指你最大嘅财富啊。
The Lord is your highest prized possession.
耶稣基督就系你人生最大嘅财富。
But do you know what the problem is, my listening friend?
但系各位亲爱嘅朋友，唔知道你知唔知道个问题关键喺边啊？
The problem is that we can only comprehend this in times of loneliness.
我想告诉你，当我们孤单无助的时候，你才会能够领受到这份福分。
When you are betrayed by a friend,
当你被朋友去背叛的时候，
When your integrity is assaulted,
当你是见到你自己的完整性被人去诋毁的时候，
When your loved ones reject you,
当你所爱的人抛弃了你的时候，
Only then will you understand the value of your prized possession.
只有到那个时候，你才能够真正体会你最大的财富是有多少的价值。
Fifthly and finally, in loneliness, God sets you free to praise Him.
第五亦都是最后的，就是说孤独能够让你开怀去赞美上帝。
David said, Bring my soul out of trouble so that I may give thanks to your name.
求你带我的灵魂走出困境，走出麻烦，让我好好地称谢你的圣名。
When you know how to praise God in the cave of your loneliness,
当你学习怎样在孤独的洞穴里面赞美上帝的时候，
He will turn your cave into a castle.
上帝就会将你的洞穴化为城堡。
When you praise God in the prison of loneliness,
当你在孤单的牢笼里面赞美祂的时候，
He will turn your prison into a palace.
祂就会将你的牢笼变成圣殿。
When you praise God in your lonely nights,
当你在寂寞的黑夜发出赞美的歌声的时候，
He will turn your nights into the midday sun.
上帝就会将黑夜变成正午。
My listening friend, those times of loneliness are designed to draw you closer to Jesus.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，孤独正是吸引你前来亲近主的必经之路。
And when you get closer to Jesus, you will love him more.
当你越亲近耶稣的时候，你就会爱他更加深。
And it is our prayer that this would be your experience.
我们希望这个亦都能够成为你人生的经历，成为你人生与你同行的一条道路。在这里，愿上帝大大赐福给你，愿你是同上帝同行这条道路，是信靠祂，与祂同走，与祂更加亲近。再会。